I'm sitting here in, I can't really quite describe what we're sitting in here. Is this the, what did you mention this was?
So this is the Brookfield showroom offices.
The Brookfield, okay, and that's obviously the new development going up at Royal. Cool, so I'm sitting here, this obviously located at Royal Johannesburg and Kensington Golf Club with the golf manager, Liam. We're obviously here to talk about golf along with getting to know you and some of your encounters that you've had in golf throughout the years of being at Royal, along with just your previous golfing encounters. So I think we're going to dive right into it. Liam, thanks so much for being on the show today.
No, thanks guys for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
Cool. So, I mean, speaking Royal Johannesburg and Kensington Golf Club, I think any golfer having played at either the East or the West course can definitely agree it's no ordinary golf course. I see it as a very prestige golfing experience, and I'd like to know, how do you find yourself in a position to head up such a role at Royal? I mean, the golf manager, it's a pretty awesome title.
Yeah, look, I love what I do, and it's an amazing facility. So I've only been here for about a year now. So I figured the first time I walked in here. So I've just upgraded to double A on the PGA list. So you go from A class to double A. So it's been in the PGA now for 3 years as a full member. I won't forget, as an appy, we walk in here. So every year we have lectures here at Royal, which is a week long for the PGA. And you walk in here 2015, I'm like 19 years old, you know, getting into the golf industry, and you walk into this place and it's amazing. So still have the same feeling every day when I walk in here. It's really cool to be part of this facility. It's really world class. It's an amazing place to be.
No, absolutely. And I definitely agree. I think it's every single time, regardless if you're here every day, the second you walk into this club, it's straight away, I don't know what it is, but you feel some sort of like energy and atmosphere around the club. And I mean, I was actually saying to my brother now, just before we were going, it's what I love about it is it's always just nice. It's so quiet in the clubhouse, even though there's the vibe and there's a few people drinking and all of that, it's really just a good environment, I see it as. But I mean, nevertheless, so I was previously, I mentioned we spoke to Mike DeVilliers at the Modafinteen Golf Club, and I mean, he's been working there for about 45 years now, and he mentioned something that comes along with working in the golfing industry is you don't really get much time to spend with your family. And I mean, you being a little bit younger, is that still the case? Is it something that's slowly changing?
Yeah, so definitely. I mean, in this industry, you have to be, it's like hospitality, right? You have to be prepared to put in your 60 to 72 hour weeks, which is, it's normal, you know, you don't get too much time with the family. Me being up here, my whole family's down in KZN, like I said. So I get to see them once, maybe twice a year, which is, it does get a bit difficult, but I mean, it's what we signed on for, you know. So
yeah,
I agree, definitely, you don't get too much time with the family, but as you go along, I'm hoping it changes a little bit, but I mean, I love what I do, and the time's easy, you know, if you enjoy the industry.
Yeah, and I think when you have a passion for it, it kind of, yeah, it weighs a little bit above those other factors that you are going to lose a bit of time with your family, but at the end of the day, you're really in a position where you love what you're doing, you're surrounded by people who also enjoy golfing as much as you do. So I mean, Royal Johannesburg, it seems like a club that's very much built on its membership base. I know, well, considering other golf clubs around Johannesburg, they don't necessarily have the sort of members that Royal does, where they've been here for a really long time and they value their golf club. How important is having members to a golf club, and what impact do they make at a golf club?
So this club is 1,300 odd members strong. And in terms of revenue, it's very important. Obviously, we at the moment are solely reliant on our subscriptions for the year, so it plays a big role in our revenue collection. And then as well as your member rounds, your visitor rounds, etc. So rounds wise, we're aiming a little less than most people would expect. We target, say, 70,000 rounds a year, which is about 5,850, probably just under that per month.
Per month, yeah.
And we achieve that quite comfortably, and it's just so that we don't put too much pressure on the club, on the course.
Okay.
So just remember, with a product, you don't want to have too little because then you're underutilizing it in terms of your rounds, and then
yes.
you don't have too much because then it hammers your greens, your fairways, your tees. You want to still provide a fantastic experience to the player, but not stoop to it, I guess.
Yeah, well, I mean, and a benefit being at Royal is, I would imagine, is having the two different golf courses. You can also sort of monitor it by throwing some people onto the west course, some onto the east course, so that, as you mentioned, the greens aren't getting wrecked or anything like that.
Correct, yeah, so it's very important to obviously utilize both facilities. When we're going to treatment for the other one will be fully available. So when we plan like our holotiming that's coming up soon,
okay.
in the next few weeks, we'll have west holotimed and east fully open and perfect. And then in a month's time, we'll swap it over. So east will be holotimed and west will be as
okay.
close to perfect as possible.
Yeah, I know, and that's really cool because, yeah, coming the next few months, golfing, particularly in South Africa, I know I don't enjoy it as much because you're not getting rolled on the greens because they're all being holotized and that. So I think the fact, yeah, the way you guys are also doing it, how there is still one course available, I would imagine it's also what keeps members coming back here, and not even just members, but any social golfer coming into the club.
Correct, yeah, definitely. And I mean, you got to have your product playing as best as possible, you know. And I came from an 18-hole facility before this. I was at Wanderers, and you do feel that. So those 3 weeks of your course obviously not being in its best playability, it does take a toll on revenue a little bit. It takes
yeah.
a toll on how many rounds you can put through. But obviously going into the summer season, that's now when we start getting really busy. So, yeah, we're excited. I mean, golf is in a good space. I mean, I don't like to say COVID was a cause of it, but because everyone wants to get out and play golf, I mean, it's really helped the industry a lot.
Yeah, well, I think definitely in, call it the past 12 months, golfing in South Africa has really become something big. I mean, it was always big. There's been tons of people always playing golf, but currently, and I would say even a little bit more with the younger generations, where they're actually starting to come into golf, playing golf, and what I'm seeing is they're all just getting what we call the golf bite, and they just can't stop golfing. Yeah, so I mean, Royal, what do you guys do at Royal that's a little bit different to Wanderers in terms of welcoming your members and clients coming to the club?
So Royal's always about the experience, the best experience we can offer to every golfer that walks in our doors, right? So we like to say it's the 5-star experience. We try and go the extra mile. Like, if you book a cart, for example, when you're out at your golf cart, your name is on the golf cart, you know. We lack prepayment, obviously, with COVID, so we're trying to get guys to book and pay online. We
okay.
are running a small special on that side of things. But it's everything about this place is the experience, the Royal experience, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, from your arrival bag drop, you know, we're trying to create friendly environment for the player to come into. If you've booked a cart, that extra little touch, which I think goes a long way. If you host a group here, definitely we try and create the most welcome facility possible. You know, we want to make you feel like you're at home when you're at Royal, and that's what it's about, you know.
Yeah.
We always have an open door policy. Our front desk is very welcoming, very happy, very smiley to see everybody. And the staff outside, it's purely hospitality driven. We want everybody to have a blast when you come to Royal, you know?
Yeah, and I think you guys are definitely doing a great job with that. Cool. Well, I mean, just getting back to, we've spoken a little bit about golf. Talking about you, as the golf manager, how often do you get the chance to actually go out and play golf?
That's a big misconception. You know, I work at the golf club, play golf all the time, you know? So I don't play as much as I used to. I mean, I probably play once every 3-4 weeks.
Okay.
That's just part of the territory. My job here is to make sure you guys have a great time playing the game. My game gets a little bit of a sideline. Yeah, you know, so, but I mean, that's why we got into the industry. We love the sport. I love playing when I get the chance. Still have those feelings of the first time I ever walked out on the golf course, you know.
Yes, yes.
We love the game, and that's what we had to do. You know, we had to make sure you have the best game ever.
Cool, no, awesome. Well, I mean, then we've spoken about Royal has the East and the West course. From your perspective, look, I know most people, they straight away, the East course, that's the better course, play the East course. Which course do you genuinely prefer, and why do you prefer it?
So, being young, I'm always up for a challenge, you know. I like tough, you know, because that's what golf is. It's a hard game to master. So I find myself subconsciously every time I book playing the East, just purely because it's you know, that challenge, you know, you get to go out there and have a real battle with the course. But don't forget West. I mean, it really is a picturesque golf course. It's a lovely parkland layout. It's not too challenging, but again, if you're offline, you're in trouble. So both sides have their personality. But East is really just an awesome golf course, and if you're up for a challenge, yeah, play the East, especially in the middle of summer. It is a really great golf course.
Oh, wonderful. I'm looking forward to then playing it in the summer, because I haven't played Royal East. I've only actually played the West a few times, and I mean, it's a fantastic course, the West. Still, even though it's sort of seen as the second golf course at Royal, I still see it as it's one of still the better golf courses around Johannesburg and even South Africa. You mentioned you obviously still remember the first time you walked out onto the golf course and that. Do you by any chance remember your first birdie?
My first birdie, or not first birdie, but first eagle, definitely.
First eagle.
So, and I won't forget, it was hilarious. So we were playing Port Shepston, down in the South Coast. It was a junior tournament, so every year the KZN Foundation would have a string of tournaments for the scholars on the South Coast. Very reasonable to enter, and you got to play some awesome courses like San Lemieux, Wild Coast, South Broome, Port Shepston, etc. So we're playing at Port Shepston. It's on the back nine against the rose, one of the par fives.
Mm-hmm.
And now, for some reason, my mother decided she wanted to walk that 18 holes with me. And we go down this par five, and it's like my fourth or fifth hole. I can't remember the hole. But anyway, I hit my second shot behind one of the bunkers on the right-hand side of the green. And from nowhere, I hole a strip shot for eagle, and my mother shrieks from the other side of the green. I was so embarrassed. I did not know where to put my head. I was like, wow, what are my playing partners going to think? But it was funny. So it was the first time I ever broke 80 and got my first eagle in a junior tournament, which was hilarious, but I loved every moment.
Sure, so yeah, quite the all-round experience in one go. Yeah, and I think it's great, though. I mean, that's absolutely what we have our parents there for, to support us, push us, especially being a younger sportsman in the country. And I know there is a lot of youngsters who have a desire to actually go professional with their sporting careers, and I think they bring a big impact with who they can set you up with and the sort of support that you do get.
Definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
Well, cool. I mean, yeah, that it does sound like a great eagle, that. and definitely some awesome courses mentioned there that I do think we need to set a little tour up going through there later on in the season. Nevertheless, so moments you won't forget playing golf. I know you've said some incredible things with the eagle, first time walking onto the golf course. What would be your best golfing experience at Royal Johannesburg? Taking back from, you're not the golf manager, you're a social golfer now, out on the course.
Oh, definitely. So my first experience of playing Royal was Royal East. This was during my apprentice days in the PGA. So obviously moving up from KZN to Joburg, hadn't played any of the courses up here. And my first round of golf was on the East course. This was prior to the revamp.
Okay.
So basically Appy Champs, now just joining the PGA, you got to play a 36-hole medal event around the East. That was a fantastic experience. Like I said, when walking into this place for the first time, you're like blown away at the size of this facility and also the quality. And then just getting to play the old East course was amazing, you know. And it's, everyone hears about the Royal East course, whether you are in... whether you just joined the PGA or getting into golf, everybody in the country knows about Royal Johannesburg from someone or another, you know.
Yeah.
And it's always the East course that is brought up. And yeah, I mean, playing 36 holes, look, I'll admit I didn't play very well. But really blown away by the layout and the challenge of the course. It was really cool. It was a really fun experience.
Yeah, no, awesome. I think it's just definitely... any golfer going out there, they're going to have a good time. Regardless of what score you shoot, you're going to have a good time out there. I mean, Royal Johannesburg, I was reading recently It's Chris, the chairman of the club.
So Chris is the CEO of the club.
The CEO,
yes.
Okay. So I saw that he actually won the award for the best CEO in South Africa, I think it was, for golf clubs. And
yes.
What is it like working with someone like Chris?
He is a visionary. So he's an amazing guy to work with. He's very easy to approach. He's very hands-on with the membership, which is amazing. But in terms of thinking for the club, he is fantastic. So he's always got the club's future in mind and how he wants to approach it. Everybody is different, but he is an amazing CEO, and I mean he's still very young, so he's also thinking of not just where the club's future is, but how it impacts the young golfer coming in. So
okay.
I mean our target market now, because of obviously the economic climate we're in, you really want to approach between the 25-year-old and the 40-year-old, you know, the young adult who's just having a family, etc. So that's where Royal is stepping in the near future. We are creating a family center. We have got a gym going up, obviously, to pair with our development. So, and also don't forget the new restaurant that's coming in as well. So,
okay,
yeah, I mean, he is really stepping Royal into the future. It is really taking leaps and bounds to become a fully functioning estate golf course, you know.
Yeah, I almost see it as like a resort, like a golf resort, and
mm-hmm.
and it is, you come, you get the Royal experience, not much more you could ask for. And looking around us, surrounded by all the development stuff,
mm-hmm.
can see it is something, it's really modern, it's luxury. I'm not too sure how many bedrooms and all of that it's going to be, what it's catering for, whether it be a little bit younger or more the working professional,
mm-hmm.
but I can definitely proudly say they're going to have a good time living here.
Yeah, definitely. So your pricing starts at about R1 million for a one bedroom.
Okay.
Really high end estate living, you know.
Yes, yes.
But really amazing units. They are beautiful, as you guys can see the workups and the designs going through.
Yeah, and I mean, I can just imagine the views from the top floors looking out onto the golf course,
yeah.
Especially the sun coming through the trees. We've got Linksfield Hill just behind us.
Mm.
Incredible views. Cool, but speaking, you mentioned you only play golf every 3-4 weeks.
Mm.
When you do play golf, is that with the members, other staff here?
Yeah, so I try to play with the members just so that... I mean, we want to look after our members, we want to be involved, you
mm.
know. So playing golf with a member is definitely my way to interact with them as well, just so that if there are any gripes and that they might find it's too formal to approach it in the clubs or in the club atmosphere. So out on the course, the guys really feel at home and able
mm.
to chat. And
they can speak their mind a little bit, yeah.
100%, yes, definitely.
Okay. No, awesome. And of the people you've played with, who was the most interesting figure you've played with?
Oh, I played with some awesome people. So this year, my bettable partner for the knockout was Maps Mapunyane.
Okay.
We played 2 rounds together. What an awesome man.
Wow.
I had a lot of fun, a lot of laughs, and obviously we got booted out in the second round, so a lot of frustration. And But no, never a dull moment with Maps, and we've had some really cool times. So in terms of... guys, this over the last year or so, definitely one of the more interesting guys I've played with.
Okay, no, wonderful. And I mean, playing with all these, yeah, these awesome people. And I mean, last week we spoke to OG Molefe
mm-hmm.
here. He was the brand ambassador for Royal Johannesburg. What other figures do you guys have involved in the club? I know surely it's not just OG.
No, so we've got some awesome guys that are very frequent at the club. Guys like Dan Nicole. Maps Mapunyane, lots of famous sports players as well can
yeah,
play all
I
the time.
Jacques Blaise here last week. Yeah.
Correct. Xander Lombard here was here last week as well. Neil Skidikats just played golf here this morning. Another predominant South African player. And yeah, we get cricketers that come through. Tembo Bavuma played here a little while ago. You know, so it's really frequented by a lot of big names in our sports industry here.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I know even previously, just yeah, some of the. We could say yeah, the professional golfers on Sunshine Tour and that I actually grew up knowing, most of them, they used to be members at Glendower or Modderfontein, and a lot of them in I would say the past 3 years have pulled over to Royal. Why would you say that is? What are you guys doing so differently? I know you obviously at Royal you guys focus so much on the experience and keeping your clients and the golfers coming here happy. What else is it that is so special about Royal?
So I personally believe, in terms of thinking of from the professional golfer side of things, if you can tame the East, you can tame any golf course in the country. So I think that's a big attraction. And also as well as, I mean, the facility. So we've got a really good range as well. Then practice, well, that's our practice facility, and then two really great golf courses that these guys can hone their games on. So, I mean, that's definitely an add-on for them. And then just being labelled as part of Royal is a big thing for a lot of pros. You know, it's all about almost status in the professional industry.
Yeah.
So the higher you climb and the better you can affiliate yourself, the better brand you create for yourself, definitely.
No, absolutely. Cool. So I just wanted to also ask, it's something I do like to just ask all the guests.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to ever shoot 7 under on a golf course, which course would it be and who would be in your 4-ball with you?
Ooh, wow. Okay, so 7 under. Let's say between Troon and St. Andrews, or,
wow.
You know, bucket list, you know?
Yeah.
And then guys in my 4-ball, I'd love to have my dad there because he's always dreaming of going. And then other guests, I mean, I love the way Phil Mickelson approaches the golf course. I mean, it's just amazing to watch that guy play golf. And then ex-coach, Neil Cheaton, so he still works at Wanderers. He's now, so he was my coach for a while.
Okay.
He's an awesome guy to play golf with, really, really good mentor. So yeah, that would probably make up my 4-ball there.
No, awesome. And you mentioned Phil Mickelson. Is he like your favorite PGA pro or just someone you really idolize?
Just creativity on the golf course, you know, being able to pull off shots that are just, I mean, the average golfer looks at and is like, wow, that is crazy.
No,
but it's awesome to see, yeah.
Yeah, okay, no, awesome. And in speaking professionals and that, who would be your favorite PJ professional to watch?
So, playing pro, yeah, definitely either Phil or, I mean, Brooks Koepka as well. It's just amazing to watch. The man overpowers a golf course and it's just so consistent. So, between those two,
okay.
Top of the list.
Oh no, absolutely wonderful. Looking for premium golf equipment and accessories? This podcast is proudly sponsored by 4Golf, South Africa's newest premium golf brand. Head over to their Instagram or Facebook page at www.4golf.co.za to find out more. Let's not waste any time, dive right in. They've made it easier than ever. Be sure to use the 7Under Golf Podcast promo code to get your 10% discount on your first orders. Links will be in the description below. All right, we're back after a short little ad break. Hope you enjoyed that one. Anyway, we've also switched over, so it's now Megs on the mic. I've been listening to a very interesting conversation thus far, and I thought I need to jump on the mic because, as much as you know, we're here to talk about Royal, and we've spoken a lot about that. Liam, you've struck me as an interesting character in the golf industry. So I mean, you found yourself in this really cool job position here at Royal. But what I want to know is, I mean, obviously there's a big passion for golf, right?
Big time, yeah.
Big time. And you mentioned previous coaches and stuff like that. So I mean, at one stage, was golf something you were taking really seriously? And how did you find golf? And then in saying that, obviously, you've now found yourself in the golf industry, in a golf community, but from a different perspective.
Mm-hmm.
How has that process been?
Okay, so finding myself in golf was, I started out really young, just following my dad around the golf course. So from a very sporty family, my dad's played golf for many, many years.
Okay.
My mom was a Natal sprinter, so very sporty, loved cricket, loved rugby. Loved just hacking it around the course while I was younger. like us all, really, you know. But yeah, from the perspective of coming from a social golfer to work in the industry, I'd pretty much made up my mind when I was 16, 17 on what direction I wanted to go. I started off in the technical side of golf. So I've only been in golf operations now for a couple of years.
Yeah.
Prior, I worked in the technical side of things, so clubs and how clubs work. I started off at the pro shop just out of school. That's while I was doing my apprenticeship. Then
is that what that whole like PGA apprenticeship was about that you were speaking about earlier?
Yes. Oh, okay. So for you guys that don't know, PGA apprenticeship, when you sign with the PGA, you start off through a 3-year diploma or an apprenticeship, right?
I see.
You have to put in a certain amount of hours per week. So you got to work your 45 hours per week on a green grass environment. You do 3 years studying. You learn all sorts, sports science, business law, how to coach, etc., etc. It's a really broad program, which is amazing. It really helps the guys get in the industry.
Yeah.
And it's really putting yourself in line with an amazing brand. I mean, to have the PGA behind you is an awesome brand to do. I mean, it's a worldwide brand. We all know the PGA.
Yeah.
So I decided I was going to do my PGA. While I was doing that, I thought, wow, maybe I should play pro. and to be honest, realization for me is a few years ago, I played a pre-Q for the Alfred Daniel just after finishing my PGA. And I really thought, at the time I was playing really great golf. I thought I was going to do it.
Yeah.
Did not play so well. and decided I would be better fit working in the industry and continuing my passion that way. So it really stems from the love of playing golf, right? We all love to play golf.
Absolutely.
And I decided, well, I mean, what better way to play golf was to work with golfers.
100%, yeah.
So yeah, it started from trying to help people get better clubs to help them play golf.
I see.
So I started with a pro shop, then got involved with TaylorMade and Adidas. I visual merchandise a little bit for Adidas. I worked at TaylorMade as a technician, so helping people get the correct equipment, etc.
Awesome.
From there, moved to Wanderers. I was coaching and helping run the golf operations, and from then to here. So that's pretty much been my journey so far.
That's super cool. And I mean, you mentioned like being in the pro shop and then TaylorMade helping people with those clubs and whatever. What was the experience with TaylorMade like? I mean, it's a huge brand, particularly in South Africa as well. A lot of guys I play with, they vouch for TaylorMade. So, I mean, what was that experience like?
That's a fantastic brand. I mean, they're very, very cutting edge on the equipment that they bring out. Mm. You know, it's always pushing the margins of how much further you can hit it, how straighter you can hit it. And I loved every moment of it. I worked with some really cool people. And the brand was fantastic. They always looked after their staff, and yeah, no, I really had a blast working for those guys. It was a bit short because
yeah.
They were there for 2 years or so, but it was amazing. I really enjoyed it.
Nah, that's awesome, man. So then let's get back to Liam. I mean, so how do you see yourself? A social golfer, a little bit more than a social golfer? I get a sense that you're pretty good. You go out there and there's a possibility you can shoot even or maybe even under. Is that the case? Where about are you in the, I mean, what is the golf scale? Like what defines you as an average golfer, you know?
Okay, so in South Africa, an average golfer is between 12 and 15 handicap. Okay, that's where we see South African golfers. That is your medium player. Worldwide, your average handicap, probably about 24, right? So that's your normal hacker.
So on average, what would they be shooting?
As a 24, you're probably looking at like 96, you know,
between 92 and 96.
So that's between 84 and 88, 89,
that's
you know,
decent.
On a normal day out, you're
definitely. Yeah, yeah.
I'm not talking about my handicap because it lies a little bit, you know.
Yeah,
you need that. But as a PGA pro, you sort of have to be able to hold your own, you know. So,
sure,
I mean,
sure.
I play off a plus 0.7 now. Probably lies a little bit. I mean, if I shoot 75, I'm a really happy golfer out there on a normal day.
Sure.
And that's just lack of practice and a little bit of lack of work on the game, you know.
100%. So this PGA apprenticeship you went through, do you, and now you say you sort of speak as like a PGA pro. Do you have some sort of PGA card? Is there something that goes with it?
Definitely. So, I mean, obviously you become a member of the PGA.
Of course, which is like, it's a huge golfing establishment, right? For any of those people who don't know, PGA is like the biggest golfing, how would I even describe it? Biggest golfing what?
In the world, you know, it's definitely a worldwide brand. But 100%. There are different faculties. Obviously, you have the PGA of America, you have the PGA of Europe, PGA of South Africa, etc. So, yeah. Proud PGA member, now going from an A class member, which is your entry level member, your normal member, now to a double A member, which means after 3 years you are able to upgrade your membership basically, and it's just you climbing the ranks in the PGA, you know, you're becoming more you're becoming more well-renowned.
That's about right. That sounds about right.
Yeah, definitely.
So then obviously you're here right now, and I think you speak very passionate about this place. What are the next few years looking like for you, or what would you at least like them to look like for you? Have you got any certain concrete plans, or are you just sort of taking it as it comes for what it is right now?
Yeah, so right now, I've just started off with Camasa. They've got a MID, which is a diploma for manager in development. So that's the direction I would like to head in, is more club management.
I see.
Obviously, 5 to 10 year goals, obviously to climb the ladder a little bit.
Mm.
And yeah, I mean, I love club management. I love golf operations, and like all of us, we want to move up, you know.
100%. So, I mean, for any of those listeners that are listening, do you think we'd see you here at Royal in like the next 5 years? Do you think this is a place that you're looking to maybe establish yourself along with what you can achieve here?
If I'm still here in 8 years' time or 5 years' time, I don't know if the boss will be very happy with me because he hasn't grown me as much as he wants me to.
He would have liked to.
Yeah, so, I mean, definitely this is an amazing place to start off with and to grow my career, definitely.
Yeah.
Gaining experience every single day. But we'll see what the future holds, and we'll see where we can grow. And it is all about development, you know. I want the guys underneath me to grow, and I'm sure my boss wants me to grow. So, yeah, we'll definitely see it over the next 3 or 5 years.
Yeah, well, certainly excited to see the growth, and definitely, you know, wish you the best with all of that.
Oh, thanks.
I can see you very, very ambitious and very driven, and 100% believe that, yeah, you can achieve whatever you need to. So good luck with that.
Thanks.
Back to golf. You Mitch says you didn't remember your first birdie, but your first eagle, that was quite a story, right?
No, that's fantastic.
that it's a story that's going to stick for a while. But yeah, so just back to again golf. So you a little bit better than a social golfer. So what is like your average? What do you shoot on an average round? On like a good day. What's a good day?
On a good day, I don't know, between around level par and probably 2-3 over par. I mean, that's where I'd like to see my game when I work on it a little bit.
100%.
The moment is probably between, say, 3 and 6 over par. Just lack of playing, lack of work on the game.
Nah, awesome. So yeah, that's pretty cool. But I think, you know what, Liam, it's been really interesting chatting to you. The whole thing was, you know, to chat to someone who's involved in the golf industry, but from a different perspective, not someone who's showing up here with their clubs and playing, not an ambassador or anybody like that, but someone who's a little bit behind the scenes. And I mean, you know, we always come here, we just get the experience. We don't think that there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes, but I believe there is. After chatting to you here, I can see there is. And I mean, it's super awesome for the listeners out there to be able to get an insight. And maybe there's a young listener out there who also wants to head in this direction but isn't really sure of the perks and stuff like that. So I think just to end off, what are the coolest perks of being in the position you are? I mean, manager of Royal Johannesburg, it's a pretty sick title. I'm not going to lie. That's a pretty cool title. So what are the coolest perks that you have? And yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, definitely the perk when you get to play. I mean, you get to play really cool facilities. Luckily in the PGA, I mean, you get to grow real cool connections between the clubs in our area and obviously around the country. So getting to travel a little bit, play different golf clubs, which is really nice. But I would say my favorite perk is seeing a golfer come off 18 after a really great round of golf, you know, chest all pumped up, he's had an amazing day, and just seeing sheer joy, you know, because I know how depressing it can be sometimes. Look, we've all been there.
But it's a mental challenge out there all the time. Yeah,
no, 100%. That's where I get my kick from, is seeing golfers enjoy themselves, you know. And that I'd say is probably one of the bigger perks for me.
100%. That's awesome. And I mean, the coffee's pretty great as well.
Oh, coffee's fantastic.
Well, Liam, just thanks so much for being a part of the show. It's been super awesome talking to you. Thank you for the coffee. And yeah, we'll definitely touch base with you again soon in the near future.
100%, guys. Thank you so much for having me. It's been awesome.
100%. Thanks, Liam.
Thanks, guys. Awesome.
Are you looking to update your golf bag? Well, look no further. This podcast is proudly sponsored by The Golf Shop South Africa, your one-stop shop to buy, sell, and trade golf equipment ranging from clubs, shafts, to golf carts. Be sure to head over to thegolfshop.southafrica on Instagram to update your bag today.